This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, October 16th. I'm Michael Calhoun. Our top local story, good news for drivers crossing the river.
Well, just in time for your afternoon commute, they reopened the Mutual Veterans Bridge. It had been closed for almost 2 days due to that abandoned warehouse fire that was immediately adjacent to the bridge. They managed to get it mostly put out, but they had to demo part of that building. And because of that, North Broadway, just north of the Mutual Veterans Bridge, will remain closed. There is a ton of rubble, brick debris littering the street there from that fire. Roger Brand, KMOX News.
As the abandoned cold storage warehouse continues to burn, St. Louis police say they have not yet been called in to investigate. Police spokeswoman Evita Caldwell says they have to be requested to send in the bomb and arson unit.
Usually the fire department requests that, and we have not been requested just yet.
Right now, there is no indication of a suspicious cause. We're 2 weeks into the application process for senior property tax freezes in St. Louis County.
The county's Department of Revenue has about 17,000 applications stacked up in that time, and that may seem like a lot, but County Executive Sam Page says the system has not been overwhelmed at all. He says the rollout has been very efficient, saying that they might have learned a thing or two from some of the other governments that started the same process recently. He says about 3/4 of the applications so far have come in online. The rest are being done in person. In Clayton, Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
In Jefferson County, the senior property tax freeze process doesn't begin until March 1st.
We're getting a lot of phone calls, just people curious about it.
County Collector Michelle Worth says her office is still working through the details on what the application will look like.
I know that the application will be able to be printed online. I'm sure of that. What we're looking to see if we can make happen is whether they can submit it online.
Is the billion-dollar light rail Green Line a go? Bi-State CEO Talby Roach says Metro is currently in the project development phase, which includes
environmental review, but also the operating review and being sure that we are meeting all of our obligations to the federal government, that it's affordable and that the impacts are reasonable. And that's where we are right now as far as the project is concern.
The Green Line is set to include 10 stations from Jefferson at Chippewa on the south side to Natural Bridge on the north side, going past the soccer stadium, connecting with the current Metrolink system. What landscaping work still needs to be done in the grass inside the fence around St. Louis City Hall? It's been up for over a year now.
Mayor Tashara Jones's chief of staff, Jared Boyd, told KMOX they're still in the process of determining that work.
That's still under evaluation. I think, you know, we're looking at ongoing beautification efforts.
Boyd says the city is also continuing to reach out to the homeless community, which was removed from the park last year, and offer them services. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A spokesperson for the city says in a statement the Parks Division is still in a long process of treating and restoring the grass, which had been damaged over a year ago. He says they aerated and overseeded the grass in the spring. They plan to do so again this week and then also in the spring of 2025. Tens of millions of dollars being spent on flood mitigation in the region, but there's a much cheaper solution that could also help.
That option is planting trees.
They put their roots down into the soil, so they're holding soil in place and absorbing that rainwater as it comes down. What we're really trying to do with the leaf canopy is intercept those heavy rains and keep it from all surging at once.
Meredith Perkins with Forest Relief says they'll be giving away trees to University City residents this weekend. 80% of available planting spaces are on private property. People can buy discounted trees at moreleaf.org. Debbie Monterey, KMOX News.
Tomorrow is Purple Thursday. It's a national day to recognize domestic abuse survivors. You may notice landmarks lit up in purple, and Purina is continuing its Purple Leash program.
It's all about providing the grants and providing the resources to domestic abuse shelters so that they can make small changes and accept survivors with their pets.
Since the Purple Leash Project began 6 years ago, only 4% of shelters allowed pets. The goal is 25% by the end of next year. St. Louis County Library continues its pandemic produce distribution program.
Every time we do a produce distribution, there's never enough boxes of produce.
That's Library Director Kristen Sorth.
And you get one box per vehicle, and the demand is significant.
Sorth says they'll continue the program as long as they have partners and donors to supply the produce. The KMOX business desk, a Clayton Bank, wants to take over the Armory, which closed its doors last month. People's National Bank is suing the developers, Green Street, over an unpaid loan. More than $24 million is due on the note. According to the Business Journal, nothing has been paid on it. The Armory brought in more than 1 million visitors in the year it was open, but the giant bar was not completed. Early on, Regal Cinemas declared bankruptcy. Green Street hoped to build a roller rink, rooftop bar, private event space, and a restaurant, but needed to find new investors to get it done. When the Armory closed, it was supposed to just be for 30 days. Phil Hulse of Green Street said traffic was slowing. He blamed the economy, with people having less money to spend on entertainment. As we continue on KMOX, there is another reason to keep an eye on Boeing, which employs tens of thousands in the St. Louis region. You've heard about the quality problems, the labor issues on the commercial side of Boeing's business, but now the CEO is sounding alarm bells about the defense side of Boeing, which is in large part, as we know, centered around the St. Louis metro. Richard Abulafia is the managing director at Aerodynamic Advisory, joins us now on KMOX. Thank you so much for being with us, Richard.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
How do you characterize Boeing's finances right now?
Pretty awful. They're about $45 billion in net debt, and they've decided to bring on another $10 billion in debt, and also announced that they're going to be offering up to, but not necessarily all the way, to another $25 billion in stock offerings, equity. So given these circumstances and the fact that they're big money earner, the 737 line is shut down right now because of this labor dispute, things are pretty awful.
What does it mean to sell new shares in the company?
Well, you know, obviously you're diluting the value of the existing shares, but you are bringing in more, money to ride out the strike and whatever else. So it's not ideal, but it's probably a better idea than taking on even more debt.
I think St. Louisans have felt secure when they've heard about the strike, the commercial problems, thinking, well, we've got the defense side here, and that's solid. But what did the new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, say recently? I think it was an SEC filing about the defense, space, and security side.
Yeah, there are a couple of big problems. One is that they had signed a couple of money-losing fixed-price contracts back a few years ago, and for whatever reason, those continue to produce losses, which are completely on a different scale than any other defense company. I mean, they're losing billions of dollars on some key programs. And on top of that, it's pretty clear that some of those losses are because of inadequate resources, like people, And now, for reasons unknown only to management, they've decided to let go of more people, implying fewer resources to make those defense problems good. So it's all a bit of a head-scratcher, I'm afraid.
Now, it looks like two of the programs that are financially in trouble right now, the T-7A Red Hawk flight training system and the MQ-25 Stingray refueling drone, both of those are St. Louis metro area products.
Yeah, the T-7 is the more serious problem, and everyone kind of knew this moment would be happening. You know, the original program, the TX competition for the next generation Air Force jet trainer, was generally said to cost about 15 or 16, and Boeing's bid was below 10, and they had all kinds of reasons why that shouldn't be a disaster, but sure enough, it's kind of disastrous in terms of the resulting losses.
Then looking forward, we've had a lot in the news. Local officials have been really boosting plans for an almost $2 billion new manufacturing plant at Boeing's Lambert Airport complex, billing that as the future of manufacturing in St. Louis. It's believed that that would be for a potential new Air Force fighter. But what's the latest word on that project?
Well, you know, there is the Next Generation Air Dominance program at the Air Force, and that's actually kind of a broader complex of things, including a fighter aircraft, but also weapons and drones. We don't really know what this factory is specifically designed to do. It could be part of the fighter. It could be, say, a collaborative combat aircraft, a drone, or something like that. Either way, that program's been slowing because the general expectation is that fighter is going to cost three times as much as any other previous fighter. So there's a lot of uncertainty about it. There is a good chance, though, that it is not the fighter, that it is something else, in which case, yeah, there's still some future prospects here. But it's, you know, frankly, it's not something that's going to bring in a whole lot of revenue in the short term. It's something that's kind of still in development now.
Yeah, the company has been coy about saying what that new manufacturing complex here would be for.
Yeah, that's right. Meanwhile, you know, I mean, the one really good, solid program they've got is the F-15 fighter jet. The problem is that, again, that lack of resources, they've been having a real problem making deliveries, even though there's good orders from both the U.S. Air Force and from Israel, and probably additional customers, too, in the works. But executing on that has been a real challenge. And, of course, if you don't deliver jets, you don't bring in money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.